You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hi, this is Lucky with Camden Community Radio, and this week in the studio I have Sally Buchanan, who is a local artist from Camden. Sally, welcome to Camden Radio.
Hello, hi.
Tell me about your upcoming Flux exhibition.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted to talk about Flux. It's an exhibition organised by the curator Lisa Gray, and it's a mixture of 70 dynamic artists from all different modalities, painters, performance artists, musicians, sculptors and installation artists like me. And there's a big show coming up which is being held at the Chelsea College of Arts, and it's open for the public to view from the 12th to the 16th of July. And the Chelsea College of Arts is it's actually in Westminster, one of your rival boroughs. It's basically open every day from 11 till 8. And I really recommend the show. I was invited to be a guest artist in this show about 6 months ago by Lisa Gray. And she offered me to make an installation of my choice in the Rootstein Hopkins Parade Ground, which is the large parade ground opposite the Tate Britain. So obviously that was an offer I couldn't refuse. And so I'm here today to talk about my installation and how it's all going.
Amazing. It sounds really interesting and fun. So tell me a bit more about your background.
Well, I studied fine art at St Martin's and I graduated in 2007, and I've been making sculptures, installations, embroideries and also some land art for the last 10 years. And this actually, this work that I'm making for the Flux exhibition is my most ambitious project yet.
So there's also a private viewing, so people can view that as well. So
yes, this is a ticketed event on Wednesday, the 12th of July, I think from about 6 o'clock through till 9 p.m. And you can get tickets via the Eventbrite website. Mm. But the rest of the time, in the rest of the week, it's open daily from 11 till 8 without tickets. Yeah. And it's free admission.
Great. So tell me what inspired you to create this exhibition.
Gosh, well, I suppose because I had a science background, I've always been interested in the area between art and science. And I kind of taken a bit of artistic license with some established scientific facts about our environment. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make an installation that played with the ideas about how we see our sky and how we see the night sky in particular. And so I wanted to make an experiential room where we're in a kind of closed environment which is limited by our own perception, but at the same time it's playing with the ways that light behaves to make it become more of an adventure and something out of the ordinary. Cosmic Latte Lullaby is a strange title. Mm-hmm. Cosmic Latte is actually the colour of the universe, as defined by two scientists in 2001, Carl Glazebrook and Ivan Boldry, who were measuring the light emitted from 200,000 galaxies to try and work out the average light intensity. And they came up with a beigeish white colour. And they put an article out in the Washington Post in 2001 and asked readers to think of a name for the colour. And somebody called Peter Dunn was sitting in Starbucks and drinking some coffee while reading the post. And he noticed that the colour of the coffee, the latte, was the same colour as this colour of the universe. So he decided to put up the names Cappuccino Cosmico and Cosmic Latte. And Cosmic Latte won the approval of the two scientists. So since then, it's been called that. So I'm mimicking the colour of the universe because it's obviously white light.
Yep.
And because of the colour of the cobblestones on the ground, it will be reflecting back in the colour of the outside of the insulation. And it's a lullaby because there'll be a background noise. Mm-hmm. This room that I've created, which is like a observatory, it's huge. It's 14.5 by 14.5 metres, a closed room in on one corner of the courtyard. And it basically, you enter it from the four corners through long corridors, and then you enter this observatory-like area in the middle of the installation. There'll be a large shaft of light coming down the middle, which will reflect onto a mirror on the floor, and then thousands of little holes in the ceiling through which light will come down in little rays, and it will play inside with the internal reflection, because the whole construction is made from space blanket. And the space blanket will be rustling in the wind. I'm hoping that the weather will play with the sound as well. I'm hoping that the weather will make it rattle in the wind and crackle. And I've brought some space blanket along with me, so I'll just crackle it.
Yeah.
And you can see there'll be a kind of a crackling noise in the background. Maybe the volume of that will change according to the wind and the breeze. That's the lullaby, which will put us all to sleep.
Sounds great. So what would you consider being your most exciting aspect from this exhibition?
It's just a wonderful opportunity to make an experiential piece of art and something different. And something that's it's really nice to do something that's a pop-up. So it's a short-term commitment to a really kind of a piece of work that's unusual, and that I'm pushing my own boundaries. I've never made anything like this before, but I was just inspired to do it, and I kind of believe in myself. I'm having to be very brave and not lose my nerve, because obviously I'm having to do things which I've I'm employing a professional scaffolding company, the London Network Scaffolding Company, which have a special projects section, and they've been really helpful to me. And so I'm using professional guys to help me put it up. And it's been a real challenge and really exciting. Yeah. And I can't wait, actually. I can't wait to see it myself, actually. Okay.
What's your favourite thing you've ever created?
I was going to explain about a piece that I made when I graduated from St Martin's. It was a sculpture made of the fruit and vegetable peelings of all the food that I ate at home with my family for 6 weeks. And I saved all the peelings and then made them all into flowers. And I arranged them in the style of a Dutch flower painting. And I actually made a vase from all the tea bags from the tea that I drank whilst I was making the flowers. And I arranged it in a kind of a black, dark cubicle on top of an old stone, and put a shell at the bottom. And the flowers did look pretty lifelike, actually.
Yeah.
And people walked past it and they thought it was a Dutch flower painting.
Wow.
And it was actually a play on the financial markets, because it was called Still Life Futures. And it was a play on how the financial markets started with the trading of flower bulbs back in the 17th century. And it was just before the financial crisis in 2008, so it kind of echoed that. So that was my favourite piece I made.
That's
so far.
Very creative.
I really enjoyed that. That was sewing, because I really do like working with textiles, and that was a labour of love.
So what artist would you say influences your work the most?
It's a really hard question, because I'm influenced by lots of people. And I suppose I would say that Helen Chadwick was an important influence, and Barbara Hepworth. And I really admire the work of Anthony Gormley. And also an artist that you might not have heard of, Rebecca Horn, who's a German artist.
Okay.
And someone else called Piplotti Rist, who's a Swiss artist.
Yeah, amazing. And if you could hang out with any famous artist for the day, who would that be?
It's really hard as well. That's an impossible question. My answer would probably change every day. But I think the one artist that comes to mind, who was both an artist and a scientist and a real polymath, who influenced everyone, would be Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
And just to see how he worked and his crazy ideas he had for flying machines, and all the different inventions he came up with, then the fact that he was also a brilliant painter as well. I think he was just incredible. So would love to be in a fly on the wall and his studio, or spend a week with him. That would be a privilege.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Sally, thank you for coming down today. It's been great having you in the studio. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? And just remind everyone where your event Flux is taking place again.
Well, it's the Flux exhibition at the Chelsea College of Art from the 12th of July through to the 16th of July. And it's open daily from the 13th to the 16th, open for the general public for free from 11 till 8 p.m. daily. And my installation is in the Rootstein Hopkins Parade Ground, and that's open from the 13th of July through until the 15th. Unfortunately, we have to take it down on the 16th, but that'll be open right through the daytime until 8 as well. I think actually I'm hoping that the installation will be a real place to come and hang out, and that in the evening when people finish work, maybe they might want to pop in for a quarter of an hour or so and just enjoy the play of light. It's a real pop-up show, and I hope that people can enjoy it and find it a place for contemplation and just to enjoy a bit of contemporary art. So I'm delighted to be part of the exhibition and really grateful to Lisa Gray, the curator, for making it all possible.
Yeah.
And I'd like to give a little plug too for the Free Paints and Sculptors, which is an organisation which I'm part of. And we have a show coming up later in the year in the Clerkenwell Gallery at the end of September. So if anyone wants to see any other art made by myself and my colleagues, they must come to that.
Great, thank you so much, and best of luck with your exhibition.
Cheers, thank you.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.